This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time is 7 after the hour. Time for us, the Good Day Gang, to review the top stories of the week, according to the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Magazine, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. And here at home with me is Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. As an aside, Rich is back from his annual trip to Colombia. And there were a lot of people on the plane when he went down there that were on their way to the Olympics. I wonder if they got there yet. Are they still flying from here to there and back again?
It depends on if they knocked off any gas stations or not, I think.
Well, we'll talk about that. Number three item on the countdown this week is the story of the Olympics from top to bottom. Let's, for purposes of review and to set the stage for our conversation, I'll go through the top stories according to Talkers this week. Usual at number 10, sports talk action, sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, the football season about to get underway. First game is what, the Monday after Labor Day? Is it on Labor Day? I've forgotten when the first...
I think it is, yeah.
Is
Monday.
It? Yeah, right in there.
Yeah, after Labor Day for sure, because I'm drafting fantasy football Labor Day weekend.
Are you really? Good for
you. Oh, yeah.
Very good. All right, let's see here. Number 9, the passing of John McLaughlin. Anybody find out how old he was? We were talking about earlier.
I thought he was 92. Didn't you know what I heard?
Was he 92? Good Lord.
I'll find out real quick.
Huh. Yeah, all right. In the meantime, I can move on, Richie. Number 8, the murder of the imam in New York. Number 7, the Burkini controversy. Number 6, the flooding in Louisiana. And that
89.
Mess. He was 89?
89.
Yeah. What did he die of, does it say? I saw him on the McLaughlin Report. Not
probably a stroke. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
He kind of screaming at everybody.
Eleanor Clifton, Pat Buchanan, yeah. Are you listening to them?
Yeah. No, I heard he'd been battling cancer for a couple of years.
Yeah, he didn't look good. Anyway, so we've got that. Then where was I? Flooding in Louisiana, number 6. That's sort of tied with what's going on in California wildfires, Jen. That whole situation is certainly one that brings you, when you look at the situation, Louisiana, by the way, this is the worst U.S. disaster since Hurricane Sandy. And unless you're there on top, you can see the videos, and maybe that helps tell the story to a point, and you hear the stories about all the people who are working together. They've seemingly put the black-white stuff into perspective, which is one of the great things that happens in tragedy like this. They don't pay. You know, the white people have been helping to save black people helping to save white people. And even though it's a shame that it comes down to looking at it that way, it does. And it has. And it probably will for as long as this lasts. And this is not going to go away. It's a really, what a mess. Oy, man, what a mess. Be thankful if you're not there, you don't live in Baton Rouge or areas like that, a little up the river from New Orleans. Number 5 item, the end of Obamacare for Aetna Insurance Company in most of the regions. Richie will tell you about his experience with Obamacare.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, I will get you started, but not quite yet. At number 4, the Russians involved in the Middle East. Number 3, the Olympics. Number 2, the shooting in Milwaukee. And number 1, the presidential race. No surprises there. At number 10 on the people list that Talkers puts together every week, McLaughlin is at 10. I don't know who Malala Aoudin Akanji is. Anybody got any idea?
That's the imam.
That's the imam that got killed?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Why don't we just say next to his name, imam.
New York right. Imam.
The imam, yeah, right.
New York imam, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, also on the list is Pukin Putin, Ryan Lochte, Bill Clinton, Paul Ryan, Stephen Bannon, and I would admit to not knowing who he is either.
Steve Bannon is Breitbart. He's running Trump's campaign now.
He was from Breitbart?
He still is. Yeah, he runs Breitbart News.
Well, he resigned temporarily, obviously.
So what does that tell you?
tells you that Breitbart, yes, probably had Trump bias all along. I mean, I don't think that was
did.
A big.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a big shock to anybody right. who actually read the headlines. But okay.
Well, but he's not that. But he's not a right winger. So how come Breitbart right wing goes with Trump, not right wing?
Oh, very interesting, right, Doug? Very yeah, interesting. That's a good one. Steve Bannon, though, I think.
What's he going to do? Support Hillary?
Yeah,
no, but
in, I mean,
if he was an early joiner, that means you'd have thought he would be with Cruz or Rubio or one of those other
folks. You know.
But there was, I mean, if you follow the money trail, there was a big investment family, the Mercer family, behind Breitbart, who very much were in the bag for Ted Cruz. And Steve Bannon has been a fan of Donald Trump's for a long time. There is theory that if Donald Trump loses, that they would create their own media empire along with Roger Ailes. That might be a backup plan here.
Yeah,
you never know about that. But what I will tell you is good is that Trump has had one of the best weeks of his political life. And so whatever you people say, and people say that Steve Bannon's a really bad guy, somehow he's able to get Trump on message. He also hired Kellyanne Conway, by the way, who's the first female campaign manager ever for a Republican.
We'll see how long that lasts. Trump came out and said, you know, hey, listen, if I've offended anybody, I'm sorry. And to Trump's credit, you know what? I would rather hear somebody speak off the cuff than some prepared
speech. Well, not be so aggressively silly.
No, yeah, true. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see Hillary Clinton. I'd love to see all of them just put away the teleprompters and just kind of go from notes and speak from your heart. And he does that. He does it poorly, but he does it, and I got to give him credit for it.
But if that's coming from his heart and he's being that offensive to so many people that he's now apologizing for it, what does that say about him?
He's being honest.
Racists are honest, too. I mean, I'm not saying he's a racist, but I'm saying people who are racists are always honest with their feelings.
Are you saying he's a racist?
Good thing. I don't think Trump's a racist at all.
I would rather know who's talking to me and who I'm voting for than somebody who's sitting there with a crafted message, reading it off of a teleprompter, written by 3 to 5 Ivy League people who are looking at the polls.
Idling, taking money from Russia and selling American secret and uranium. I mean,
right. I appreciate the fact that I think Trump is a jackass.
You appreciate that fact?
I do.
I think we all appreciate that fact.
I know who he is. I know who he is, and that makes me feel better about it.
Vote for a jackass.
I might have to do that.
You might have to. Yeah, you can vote for Bill Weld, like some of us are going to do, even if there's the argument that if you vote for Bill Weld and Johnson, it'll make Hillary the president.
What's Bill Weld running for? What is
he's
he?
The vice president. Well, Richie.
For Gary Johnson?
Yeah,
he's the vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, I might have to do that, too.
Yeah, see,
I think
look
that's
at that.
An important...
Enough people do that, you get something.
Well, and I think that that's an important message that Americans can send
this
to the next election.
Right. This is the beginning. Thank you. That's exactly where it is.
Says the Hillary supporter.
This is the beginning.
I like Bill Weld.
I'm not sure that she is a Hillary supporter. I'm not buying into that at the moment. Anyway, the only one I think who's hard and fast here is Jennifer. I think everybody else is in flux, frankly. Anyway,
because I'm a realist, and as much as I support, as much as I support the third party candidates, and I think it's great, I think that Gary Johnson has missed a really big opportunity. I don't think he's really truly a libertarian. I think he's a centrist. I don't know what the heck has happened to him this election cycle. I don't know if he's pandering to the Bernie crowd or what he's trying to do.
He's a little,
but it's not working.
The guy. It's not working.
Weld should be talking to Johnson then, because you don't vote for a vice president, you vote for a president.
Yeah.
And
right.
So you know, as much as I like Mike Pence, I still have to realize it's going to be
like
Trump that we're getting.
I
think the same thing with people who like Tim Kaine. I mean, you're getting Hillary Clinton. And so for me, as a realist, there are two choices. And one of them is not an option. So it's, my decision was made very early on. And hit that fly.
I'm telling you.
That's it. God love you. All right. May I spend a moment talking about Superbeats? Because Superbeats are important for everybody.
Yes, they are.
If you have bad blood, and we got plenty of that here in the political world. Remember, that's always it. Who did that? Neil Sedaka.
Neil Sedaka, yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift did bad blood.
Welcome yourself to the
generation. In our world.
I done that.
It was, right. We got two different generations here. Anyway, if you have bad blood, poor blood circulation, and you have been to the doctor, and the doctor says you got plaque buildup in your arteries, No. That's really, actually, not to be played with, not to be trifled with. This is not fun or funny. This is serious stuff. You could have a serious heart episode. So if you want to avoid that, because sometimes you don't get a warning until it actually happens, you need to get onto Superbeats. Superbeats. They at Superbeats have done the research. They found how to get your circulation moving around. And remember, in your blood is oxygen. And oxygen is what your body needs. You need to get it to your brain. You need to get it to your muscles. You need to get it to your organs all over your body. And the number one way to do that is with Superbeats. That's what all the Olympic athletes have used. They have used Superbeats. And look at what it's done for our American team. Wow. They're all winners. And you put two and two together, you come up with four. Don't you want to be a winner? Don't you want to feel good? Don't you want to function at your best? Don't you want circulation that will keep you alive on the planet much longer than the average person who doesn't pay attention to these sorts of things? Of course you do. So here's what you do. You call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Buy your first shot of Superbeats. They'll send you an extra month's supply free, plus the book, Beat the Odds, so you understand how beats work in this circumstance to keep you healthy and longer living. Free shipping, too, when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-655-4183. That's Superbeats, 800-655-4183. Feel like a new person, because you will be. You'll be actually helping to rebuild your body by getting the blood everywhere. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy. Lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Three at the hour now, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a tradition on the Good Day program and connected to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, broadcasting expertise that's presented by one Rich McFadden, one Jennifer Horn, one Victoria Keelan, one Doug Steffen, as we talk about these things during the course of the week, and then sort of put it all together and then strip it apart down to the naked stories. Like Trump's naked statue. There was the one in Washington. I think there was one in Washington, yeah. Right? There was one in New York, some other cities.
San Francisco. Yeah.
Right. Apparently, everywhere. It
what
wasn't
was
popular. A naked statue of
the
Trump.
The naked Trumps that have been popping up. There's like New York, L.A., Washington, like Jersey, and San Francisco. They're showing him without a lot.
He was not working with a lot.
Right.
Wow.
You know how you're working with a lot, Richie? Yeah, just imagine that with nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, man, just when you thought everything got as low as it possibly could.
Yeah. Right. Now, this is apparently, and they're not too impressive either when it comes to, you know what. So, anyway, it's just
what?
That kind of thing. Huh?
Move along. Nothing countdown.
Nothing to hear here. Okay, so here's a chance for Richie to rant and rave. The number five item on the countdown this week is the focus on Aetna Insurance Company, basically saying to the Obamacare folks, adios muchachos, or actually they're not friends, we've had enough of this, we can't make any money, this is a completely messed up situation, they don't know how to manage it. The idea of having health care for everybody, by the way, from my point of view, is a superb idea. I think that we are. Who can argue with trying to get insurance for everybody so they can take better care of themselves?
Right.
There's no argument. But the management of this is just like so many other things that the government gets
involved
in.
They didn't fix the underlying problems.
Half-baked. They couldn't fix them because of the bumbling and fumbling. Look, they spent $1 billion on the website alone. So what did you think was going to happen in the rest of that world?
Well, you want to hear the real slap in the face here.
Yes.
Is that Aetna is trying to merge with Humana.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the Obama administration was blocking the merger. And Aetna said to the Obama administration, if you block this merger, we will have no choice but to bail out of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went ahead and blocked, sued, and blocked the merger. And Aetna said, okay, here we go. We're out.
Yeah.
Don't you think this is what they want? I mean, I hate to wear the tinfoil hat here, but don't you think that was the plan all along? I mean, these brains that created this knew it wasn't going to work, and they wanted
and
to...
And the government would have to take over the health care.
Right.
Yes, but Hillary doesn't have the desire to go to the mat for what it would take. If this were a year and a half ago and Obama were still kind of running the whole healthcare drive, I talked to a couple of lobbyists about this, and they said that they don't think Hillary will pick up the ball and run with it for what it would need to do for the government to totally take over healthcare.
It's so corrupt. That's really the... I mean, looking at this thing and how it's run, and there's so much corruption in America. There really is. The government is corrupt.
You know what?
The relationship with business is corrupt.
The mismanagement, though. Just the fact that I, myself, as a family, am paying $300 more a month than last year, and my rate is going to go up again this year. I'm sure I can insure 2 to 3 families for that amount of money.
Well, you're going to the insurance business now, Richie.
I might as well.
Huh?
It's where the money is, apparently. Or maybe it isn't.
Uh-huh. Well, one way. It's just we could do it better, and it's a shame
much
that we settle in for what is not even mediocrity when this is so important. That's the view on it. I think that's important to have. 28, share your views. Send email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Follow our conversation. Twitter @GoodDayShow. Facebook.com/GoodDay.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, reviewing the countdown stories the folks at Talkers Magazine prepare every week. A list of the top news talk issues of the week, and we take an hour here of the Good Day time with the Good Day people, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, to discuss these issues and sometimes a countdown extra. For example, I was going to tie this actually to a conversation of what was happening with the floods in the farms in the Louisiana Delta. What a mess. The farming is basically wiped out down there. One of the things that's been a sidebar conversation when it comes to heavy rain and a lot of water has been pollutants and what happens to farms that use a lot of Monsanto chemicals. And with that came a suggestion and a Facebook story. This has gone viral. If you look at just, I'm sure if you go to Facebook, you just put in Monsanto and see what comes up. I'm going to guess that the latest about food and air and water quality, the suggestion, if somebody poisoned your food, they'd go to jail. So why can't we jail companies like Monsanto that poison the food, the soil? For example, the Roundup that's used by many farmers in our country and around the world. Actually, fewer farmers using it in our country, but more in some areas in Asia especially. So Roundup has been found in over 80% of feminine hygiene products.
Well, think about why do they have weeds growing on their face?
No, think about where that stuff is.
Cotton, where it's going.
Yes, yeah. Right, thank you.
I only use all organic. Yeah, you have to. Right. It's so important.
Yeah. Right, yep.
I actually have crocheted all of my feminine hygiene products. You know.
Really?
No.
This is the sort of thing, you know, I remember the stories of the book Silent Spring about spraying and killing all the birds and how that all stopped. But, yeah, we have now this overpopulation of mosquitoes and stuff. And so people say, what can we do? There are plenty of... We had a commercial, Richie, and actually they're coming back again this fall. Remember the Cedarside products that you used?
I still have some at home, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are plenty of companies like
it's using
nature against nature.
It's out
how to...
Cedar oil.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's all it is,
yeah.
Is cedar oil. Yeah, plain and simple.
And it gets rid of everything from bed bugs to mosquitoes.
And it smells good. It doesn't smell like the DEET stuff.
Right. Yeah. No. It's and it's just amazing that the people aren't aware of things like this. They just take the path of least resistance. How many times have you gone down the aisle in a food store and actually looked at the label of... Okay, the food store.
You mean the grocery store?
Grocery store. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store.
Where Doug buys his feed.
Anyway, look at the best education is to open up the frozen food section where they have the prepared dinners. Look at the stuff. You're talking about Frankenfood. Mm. Look at the labels of what you're eating in that stuff.
Did you see the video that's going around on YouTube of the airplane, the flight attendants walking down the aisle and the airplane spraying insecticides to kill any bugs or mites or animals that are on people's clothing coming from whatever country it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I would have a serious problem with that.
A guy was trying to film it with his cell phone, and you can see the flight attendant turn around and come back to him and ask him to stop. I mean, they're just walking around just with the aerosol can right down the middle of the aisle throughout the whole plane.
Oh, I'd be the one kicked off that plane protest. I would not allow
that
to happen. Yep.
Yeah. It is freaky. So anyway, the food for thought here is what's going on and how people are easily, even some of my farmer friends, think that the stuff from Monsanto is great, makes them healthier economically because they can grow more stuff, and it just, they don't look between the lines.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't want to hear the truth, they don't want to know the truth because it's easier. Okay, I can make a lot more money using this stuff and feed a lot more people, but what are you feeding them? That's the question.
You were saying a while back, I just got back from Colombia. And when you go through the grocery store in Colombia, it's quite a different experience.
Yeah.
For example, the kids didn't know what to do with the seeds that was in their watermelon, the big black seeds. My son Sean was like, you eat the seeds, big deal, whatever. But my daughter Juliana was like, what's going on here? Why does this have these big, huge black seeds in it? And when you look at the vegetable, the fruit and vegetable section in the grocery store, there aren't perfect shiny apples and perfect shiny tomatoes. There are imperfections in the food because they aren't grown in a factory, basically, farm.
Yep. Yeah. There's a new T-shirt around. You can get it online. F Monsanto. And it isn't F. You can...
My brother's girlfriend wears that T-shirt all
the time. Really?
Oh, yeah. She goes to anti-GMO rallies, and she is, she's very much against it.
Is she a white Rastafarian?
No, we joke that she could be a white lesbian because she drives a Subaru and has two pit bull rescue dogs.
Really?
It's one of the qualifications, couple of them.
Yeah, it's the number one car for lesbians. Subaru. They're proud of it.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Wow. They're very anti-GMO. They're all about animal rescues and pit bulls.
That's so funny.
One of the things that you can do, and I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but I think it's educational for people to hear some of this stuff in a venue that they might not necessarily always hear it. Bees are responsible for one in every three bites of food that we eat, and the stuff, the junk that's coming from Monsanto is killing. That's why we have a shortage of bees in the world.
Right.
Because of them, when they move from plant to plant, when they get into the GMO stuff and they try to pollinate, because that's how things get pollinated, they die. This is something that is overlooked a whole lot. I would think as we get ready for children to go back to school, one of the big moves in this country among people who have consciousness, and I don't mean to sound smug when I say that, but just a brain, maybe it's better, is to want to know what your children should learn about their food. They should learn about their body. They should learn about health and their well-being so that they aren't. You see, there's a in my mind, a conspiracy here to get people so attached to the government, the healthcare business, all this other stuff. We become
dependent.
So dependent on the government. Education sucks in this country. We're not teaching people about how the country is run. We're not teaching them how to be healthy. We're not teaching them
how to manage money.
That exactly. You know, simple things that make it easy for you to have a good life. That's not what's going on. And so, in my opinion, there ought to be a garden at every school. Every school should have a garden.
Awesome.
Inside, outside.
And they should use it to grow. Feed the kids.
Yeah. My kid's school has a garden. They grow some limited vegetables. Yeah, it's not huge. But they also raise chicks. Hatch and raise chicks.
Chicks, man, or like chickens?
Like chickens.
Oh.
Chickens. I thought that was very cool. But yeah, you're right. You don't see it a lot.
Well, you see it a lot in a lot of cities, New York, Chicago, and San Francisco especially. Alice Waters, the chef, has started the Edible Schoolyards Project like 15 years ago. And they've turned abandoned playgrounds into community gardens where the kids pick their food, they learn how to do everything, and then they learn how to cook it. So there are a lot of great programs out there. It's just not enough, and there isn't government funding for it.
All right, so I've posted facebook.com/good day, the latest Monsanto routine. You can check it out if you want and share it with others and like it if you like. Now let's review the stories this week that are an important play. At number 10, the usual sports talk radio, Major League Baseball and football, as the football teams are having their practice sessions and pre-league games, preseason games. The passing of John McLaughlin, number 9. The murder of the imam in New York, number 8. More Muslim-focused activity, including the Burkini controversy, at number 7. Number 6, the floods connected to the wildfires. There is no connection other than they are disasters, and so they come in at number 6. Aetna leaving Obamacare, number 5, the insurance company. Number 4, the Russian military battling it out in the Middle East and going to Iran to park their planes. The Rio Olympics, number 3. Police shooting in Milwaukee, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 43 past the hour. More back to the countdown stories in a matter of moments here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy. Lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866- 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show in the People Department. Always fascinating to see through the research what names pop up. Because there are some names that have been there for, it seems like, forever and ever and ever. And then there are some new names. The passing of John McLaughlin, the host of the McLaughlin Show on PBS and MSNBC. He was 89, died of cancer. That was one that attracted attention because most people who have listened to this format for a long time have come upon McLaughlin in one way or another. Other names on the people list, Vladimir Putin, what can you say about him? Ryan Lochte and all of that silly stuff going on down in Brazil. Bill Clinton is on the list this week. Paul Ryan is on the list. Stephen Bannon, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. All right, so are there any surprises there? I guess maybe Bannon, because of his connection to the Trump campaign and the unusual background he has at Breitbart, doesn't seem to make you think he'd be a fit. So that's what the people's list is. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with the overview of what's going on. News Talk Radio, the focus on the Milwaukee police shooting. I have decided not to talk about this on the Good Day program because it's more of the same old, same old. I don't see anything of value in discussing this. There's nothing that comes out of it. It's the news media taking something, running with it, exaggerating many of the aspects of the story. The bottom line is that there was another shooting. This guy that got shot who had the gun said he was afraid for his life. I don't know where he was carrying it or how he was carrying it. I know that he was mentally challenged, close to being retarded. I know that's not politically correct, but he was in the old version of definitions of people. He was a retard. And so, well, he was. That's the guy. The guy was.
Sensitivity over here.
Okay. He was slow. Is that better? Does that sound better?
He was mentally disabled.
Mentally challenged. Whatever. So because of that, he gets blasted. Now, the other side of it is the police say they don't know anything about this guy. He's got a gun, and he's pointing it at us. So what are we going to do? What you do is you shoot him in the arm. You shoot him in the leg. You don't shoot him in his chest or his head. He's going to drop the gun if you shoot him in the leg or in the arm. Yes, no?
The arm is a lot harder to hit,
and
if you shoot them in the arm, they can shoot you back with the other arm. So the whole philosophy is to best protect yourself, take them out with one shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in the meantime,
so really the idea
this guy should never have had a gun in the first
place. Exactly. I mean, if you're going to be running around the streets with a gun, be prepared.
But he wasn't mentally able to even figure out.
And where'd he get the gun? Who gave
exactly.
the gun?
Exactly. Where is the gun? Where'd that gun come from?
Why does that guy have a gun?
It was a regular pistol, I think, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, why does he have a gun?
That's a question. He said he was afraid for his life because he was being challenged by people in his neighborhood who were trying to kill him.
Well, now, if he's got any kind of mental disability, there's no way he walked into a gun shop and said, "I'd like to buy a gun, please,"
and
they handed
the
him
gun.
One. So
yeah,
somebody
probably
gave it to
from
him.
A relative, or he just took
right.
it.
Somebody gave it to him.
Yeah.
So
I
anyway.
Don't think anyone would give it to him, knowing how he is. But I mean, he probably stole it.
You
know where your parents'
yeah.
guns
you can
are.
Never
you know.
Tell. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. But in the meantime, so then they use this to whoop up more police hatred, and they use it to whoop up more white-black stuff. And so where are we? We're in the same damn place
right
we were
with
Ferguson, and nothing's changed. Look at the Chicago police this week. The superintendent there finally announces they're going to fire seven. They should have probably fired 70 who covered up the shooting of that guy a couple of years ago. So blatantly, unbelievably bad. And it's taken them 2 years. That's why people have no respect for bureaucracy. The unions in concert with the management of the city, they get in the way of all this stuff. That's why no justice is served, frankly. 10 minutes for the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coast to coast. 53 minutes after the hour, time for us to understand what the big tech topics have been this past week. What are the top five items that have happened this week in the world of technology that have attracted a great deal of attention? And here, I will act as the big voice announcer, and the person with the knowledge is one Victoria Keelan. So here we go. Number five.
Well,
number
a big five. Clue this week. Oh, there's an echo on the number five,
yes, there
too? Okay. Very fancy today.
Yes.
A big clue about the next big iPhone announcement is that it might actually be waterproof. Now, this will not be the iPhone that's coming out at the end of September. That will be the 6SE model.
It'll be your mother's iPhone.
Right. This is the one coming out next year, the iPhone 7. And tucked into roughly 80 patents that were recently granted to Apple, and someone who has a lot of time on their hands, who works as a tech writer, went sifted through all of these and found Apple had just received a grant for technology to edit photos that had been taken underwater. And of course, to take a photo underwater, you need to have a waterproof iPhone. So now they're saying that that could actually be the real reason that iPhone has ditched the headphone jack on the bottom of the phone, because that would be a very easy place for water to seep in.
Right.
So we'll see what's going on with this, but there seem to be more and more, and this also would make sense because they've also announced that the new iPhone will be made of glass and not aluminum.
Yeah. So it'll bend when you sit down on it.
Right, and so that all lends itself to a waterproof design. So we'll have
all
to see, but it's interesting.
Number four.
A new video chat app has aiming to one-up FaceTime and Skype. This week, Google announced they released Duo. And Duo is for smartphones only. And it offers a very simple one-to-one calling design, which in FaceTime and Skype, you can have group messages and group calls. So this is just one-on-one. And one of the nice things about it is the frustrating part of FaceTime and Skype, we often lose calls. Calls get dropped. If you don't stay in one area with your Wi-Fi that's secure, or if you're the other person on the other end doesn't, calls get dropped all the time. So Google designed this app to switch automatically between cellular and Wi-Fi networks, and it also adjusts to slower networks so you don't lose your call. My favorite feature of Duo is the knock-knock feature, which allows you to see where your caller, where the person calling you is before you decide to answer the phone. So if your boyfriend runs out to the grocery store and you see that he's in aisle 9, then you know you should probably pick up the phone because he has totally messed up the shopping list. So it's a nice feature. And then if your friends are out and partying and you don't want to talk to them, then you just hit decline.
Self-control that I exercised there when you said knock-knock was really sort of fabulous, if I do say so myself. Number three.
Well, this story is really for you, Doug. This is Google Fiber. They have been trying to get into the internet game, the home internet installation game, for a while. And they are trying to take down companies like Verizon and Comcast and, you know, how we constantly are complaining about the slow internet service and the repairs and all this other stuff. It's terrible. So Google Fiber, though, has hit a snafu in the road. They have realized how expensive it is digging up streets in towns and laying down fiber optic cable. So now they're moving around it and they're deciding to go wireless. Sure. So Google Fiber is also going to be in competition with AT&T in terms of telecommunications companies. But Google Fiber is now launched in 6 metropolitan areas across the U.S. And once they figure out this wireless technology, it will be everywhere. And we really won't have to deal with a cable bill and a cable company anymore.
Number two.
There is a new trend in breathing, meditation, and wearable tech. So a company called Sona is now a connected bracelet. It's wearable jewelry, because if you don't want to have a clunky kind of Fitbit watch or things like that, then now you can have delicate jewelry that people would never even know is filled with technology. But what it does, it tracks your heart rhythm throughout the day, and it tells you 6 times a day when you're supposed to stop and do a 60-second meditation. It guides you through the meditation with the corresponding phone app, and you can match your heart rate to the way that it's telling you on the screen. You'll see a heart beating, and you're supposed to match your breathing to it. And it also measures how much stress you have throughout your day. So the Sona bracelet is fantastic.
Number one, step it up there, pal.
This is another Duo story, actually. I just realized we need to get a fifth one here. this is the Duo for iOS that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
This is the Knock Knock app. This is the FaceTime and Skype. And this is actually another thing that they've added, which is actually going to tie in with Instagram. And they're going to do live stories. The new stories feature on Instagram is also going to have the Knock Knock feature built into it.
Two knock-knocks. I had 2 chances to do a knock-knock joke, and I didn't take advantage of either one of them. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.